We are up to Perik Yudalitz Iftezvav. We are looking to sponsors to help keep the shurim coming on a regular basis. For sponsorship opportunities, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a share link or email rabbifishman@gmail.com. We're up to Perik Yudalitz Iftezvav in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa on page Kuf Tzadik in the new print. We're up to the halachas of washing on Shabbos and Yom Tov, or middle halachas of washing, I should say. Dinim shaynim anoygim l'rechitza b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov. We're going to talk about various dinim regarding washing on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Sif Tezvav on the top of page Kuf Tzadik begins. Gam kasha mutter l'rechitz, even when it's permitted to wash. Also l'rechitz v'matlas v'besfug, you can't use a shmata or a towel or a sponge. V'gam l'rechitz v'mavreshet, you can wash with a brush. The only time you can use a brush is if it's made out of synthetic, bristles. And they're not very dense. So if they're spread apart and they're synthetic, so then it's permitted because then you don't have to worry about tzchita. But it should be something that's designated for washing on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you're wearing rubber gloves or plastic gloves, you could wash kelim, you could wash things like that, because that plastic, we say, does not have a problem of schita. But cloth gloves, obviously, would be a problem. One should not put scented stuff into the water to give it a good scent. See if you'd zayin, b'shvil choyla, afim ein boi sakona, for a sick, ill person, even if it's not a choyla sheish boi sakona, even if he's not in danger, or b'shvil atinik hazalkuk lukach, or an infant that requires bathing on Shabbos, mutter lohoysef lamei harochtza malchei rochtza. If it's necessary for their health to have bathing salts put in the water, one may put bathing salts in the water on Shabbos. If you'd guess, the last sif on page Kuf Tzadik. Ein lirchoitz besabon. You can't wash on Shabbos with soap. What type of soap? Hein besabon kosher, whether it's hard soap. Hein besabon rach, or a soft type of soap. Shekein yesh bei b'shimush besabon mishum iser meilut. Using soap on Shabbos as a iser of meilut, of neilad, by changing its texture. Le'itim at times, gam yesh bei mishum isem emachik umamarech. Other times with bar soap, you could run into issues of smearing and spreading and smoothing at the bar, and therefore one should not use bar soap or thick liquid soap that's very thick that doesn't pour. Aval mutul lahishtamish b'saboy nozzle, but a liquid soap that pours easily, it's permitted to use on Shabbos. But it is best to prepare it before Shabbos begins. Right? So if you have a thicker, like those soft soaps and stuff like that, you know, those hand sanitizers, moisturizers that are thick that you shouldn't use on Shabbos, so you should thin it out l'chatchila before Shabbos. What happens if loy hachin? What happens if you didn't prepare it before Shabbos? Then mutter litin sabon or afka sabon b'mayim cham. You could take the soap or powdered soap and put it in a hot water as long as it's a klisheni. Af b'shabes kedei lahochin sabon nozzle to let it dissolve and you'll have liquid soap. Vaf zanei es a klishe boy hamayim va sabon kedei lzayis et tahalecha hamoz mutter. So you could even shake up the bottle that it should dissolve quicker. Says Aval Ein Lashavshev Biyad Es a Sabon Atzme Boide B'Mayim Neishu Machliker Bizer. But let's say you have a bar of soap and you put it in the water and you want to rub the bar of soap to rub it down to get the soap, you know, to get the water soapy. So that you can't do because that's the machik. You can't smoothing out the bar, right? And so you cannot do that on Shabbos. But a powder or a liquid you could thin out on Shabbos. We're on the top of page Kuf Tzadik Aleph Seif Yud Tes. Mutter li shavshev es hayad b'mitz lemon muchon. If you have prepared lemon juice, you could rub it on your hand to get off a stain on your body on Shabbos. K'day lahosim emenu kesem, to get something off. I guess the acidic in the lemon juice used to be used in the olden days to clean off stuff, to get stuff off. Aval osir lahosir kesem bezis lemon akliposir. But you can't use the actual lemon or even the peel of a lemon, because you can't squeeze that to get the juices out of it. It's the afka lemon juice that you have prepared before Shabbos you could use, right? If you bought the lemon juice. Or you prepared it before Shabbos. To use kerosene, which is generally was considered mukta on Shabbos. So unless you're making it, unless it's mukta for washing, or you're making it before Shabbos, you should not just take, I guess, this type of liquid kerosene that they had that they would at times use for washing, but if it's not mukta for that, it would be considered mukta. He continues, mutta lehishtamish b'chol yovayish l'niku heyedayim. They have these like soaps that are like sand, and you could use that, rub that against your hands to clean your hands off as soap. But as long as it's type of sand that's meant for that, you can't just take, you know, sand has like a rubbing power to it. You know, it has what's the word I'm looking for? That it pushes the schmutz off. So, but you can't just bend down and pick up sand from the floor because that's mukts. It has to be sand. It's meant for soap. That's muchon. For doing it on Shabbos. Mutlas is gamzoisim yodavatuas. You could even do this if your hands are wet. So even if your hands are wet, you could pick up some of this, you know, sand and use it to rub against your hands to get the dirt off. Aval also lahartiv is a chiluf neshinakabes yadayim. But you can't take sand and mix it with water to use it to clean off your hand. Because that, he says in Sivkot Nun Ches, to see the Mishnah Berurah and Shin Chavov Sivkot Nun Ches, where the Mishnah Berurah says we have to worry when you take sand like that, that you may be over on lush. So, because I guess it would get thicker, it would be kneading if you took the water and the sand and you mixed it together. So we chayish it for lush, but so you can't make it separately. Take the sand and water and mix it. But if your hands are wet, you could rub the sand against it to clean off your hands. Se'if chof, kishereichet zimes hayelet. You're coming to wash a young child. So mutter laniach tacht of my geves b'shasar chitza. You want to put something underneath him, greasy soils or whatever. So you could put a towel underneath him while you're washing him. Afal pisha tirtev. Even though that shmato, the towel you put underneath him, will get wet. V'hu sham my geves tiyaniki legamri. But that towel you put underneath him has to be really perfectly clean. Because if not, by when you wash him, the water goes down on the towel, there's a problem of kibus, of washing the towel, of kfiso, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But if the towel is clean, so there's no shot of kibus, so you're allowed to put such a towel underneath the baby. Should not put underneath him something that's not fully clean. Or if you have a garment that you wouldn't want to get wet, right, or you wouldn't want to get dirty, or you wouldn't want to get, you know, schmutzig from the baby, then you should not put underneath him, because then we're worried that you pick up the baby, you're going to want to get the liquid or schmutz off it, you're going to do a schita, you're going to squeeze it. So there has to be davka, something that's clean, and something that you don't care if it gets wet or dirty from the baby. Se'if chof aleph, on the bottom of page, kuf tzadik aleph, the last sif. In the new print, once again, we're using the new print of the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chas if you're with us inside. Mutal nageves apeh min alichlu chadovik boy b'mapis b'mapit yivei sham yuchedes l'kach. If your mouth is dirty, you finish, you know, your meal, as was very fashionable in the olden days, you took out your handkerchief and you wiped off around your lips to clean it off. And that's permitted. V'im nislach lech piv b'oich latzeveh. However, if your mouth gets dirty with food that has the ability to color the shmata or the towel, could go in bakoko, a batute, so it's strawberry. So you start the shaitve b'mayim of neshi shtamish magevdei mapit. So you take some water with your hands and try to wipe off any of the coloring so the towel doesn't get colored on Shabbos. K'dei sheloi turning the page of Kuf Tzadik Beis, Yavi Menatzeve Shal Pivot Magevis, so that the color doesn't go from your mouth to the towel. However, if using like today's day and age a paper towel, which obviously was pre-cut before Shabbos, we'll talk about that in the next year, right? I believe, but you had a paper towel since you, as soon as you wipe your face off with it, you're going to throw it out. So therefore, the color on the paper towel has no chashivos, and therefore, if you're using a paper towel, then it is not a problem. On a towel that is going to remain. Even though you don't want the color and you're going to wash it later, mice will remain for some time and one should refrain from doing so. You cannot take a damp shmata or a wet towel to wash off a place on a person's body that's dirty. Because when you squeeze the towel against the shmutz on the person, right, to get the shmutz off, you're going to cause chita. As far as using hot water from the boiler and that stuff, we already saw in Perikid Base earlier, he tells us. So, once again, you could use a clean shmata, a dry shmata, but you have to be very careful when using a wet shmata, lest you come to shchita. We'll stop over here. Today, we are looking for sponsors for the shiurim. If you could please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor or share, or email rabbifishman@gmail.com so we can keep the shiurim coming on a consistent basis.